Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Ma.
I was watching the Carlton-West Coast game yesterday and I saw Sam Petrovski say he can get done a couple of times. You've got to give player prior opportunity, and I think there's a bit of grey area at the moment. There has to be a common sense rule brought in or something that just says if you pick up the ball and don't have prior opportunity, whether you make an attempt or not, like, it just can't be holding the ball. And it has been discussed at the club. We've just sort of been encouraged to just try and keep the ball alive and moving. But it's one of the most bizarre rulings I've seen in my short career, and I've never seen something probably as inconsistent as the holding ball rule at the moment.
Gee whiz, I'd heard that Alex Withen, and that's the voice that we just heard from Brisbane, of course. I'd heard, Bob, that he'd said some interesting stuff with Dwayne about this. That's about as forthright as you hear a current-day player discuss an issue like this, I reckon.
Yeah, there's clearly frustration, isn't there?
Yeah.
Which, and that's, you know, that's probably to be expected, you know, when you change an interpretation on the fly, things can go into spasm, don't they? So
they do. Yeah,
that's what it seems like at the moment. It seems like the holding the ball at the moment is in spasm. The AFL seem happy with what it's done to the game in a broader sense. That's what we've heard. But if we sort of put the microscope on some of the decisions, it's, you know, there's been some pretty glaring errors to put it.
So the real time and immediate feedback often is driven back straight towards the umpire. And I'm rapt that Darren Goldsmith's been good enough to join us. Three-time All-Australian ump, 6 grand finals, 371 games, gave it away at this level in 2007. I'm rapt that he's been good enough to come on and have a chat about this because it's an ongoing issue in season 2020 and it sort of feels like a developing one after a weekend like the one we've had. Darren, thanks for joining us on the show.
Has it been that long since I umpired, Andy?
Can you believe that? It actually does. It feels like...
That's how many years? Hang on. 2020 less 7. It's 13 years. Jesus.
That does feel like a lot. It doesn't feel like that long ago that you were out there
It just feels like yesterday.
Right. Terrorising all the supporters.
Let me tell you, my pen's starting to agree with that.
Right. Do you have any... Are you still watching much footy?
Oh, look, I certainly don't watch as much as I used to, but... As it turned out, I did watch the game yesterday that you're referring to, so I might be able to give you a bit of a hand.
Do you have any sympathy or empathy for the position that the umpires find themselves in?
Well, look, at the end of the day, I'm not privy to what how they're being coached with regard to holding the ball. So I'm not sure whether or not what they're paying is what they're being told to pay, and that's the way they want to do it or not, but... I mean, the couple of decisions that you've talked about, certainly from my point of view, they appear to be clear mistakes.
So there's this view. Tom Morris has reported today that the AFL, Darren, seemed to stressed to the umpires, keep going. You know, I'm sort of paraphrasing here. We're happy with the way the adjustments to the holding the ball interpretation. We're happy with the impact that that's having on games. So, and that's important. That they're happy that the adjustment to the rule is having on games. They're not specifically talking about the clarity or accuracy around the holding the ball decisions specifically, but they're suggesting that there's a bigger picture at play here. Was that sort of stuff around when you were umpiring? Were rules being used to try and impact the way the game flowed and was played?
Oh, look, probably towards the end of my career, I can say what I want now, can't I?
Certain teams
that when they were tackled, they were prepared to hold the ball in and they would opt for a field bounce.
Yep.
And I think at that, you know, back then the AFL were trying to get the umpires, if a player had his arm free and the ball was free and not pinned, they were quite happy to hold it in and just take the ball up. Whereas now they're saying that if the ball's free, they've got to make a genuine attempt to get rid of the ball rather than just hang on to it and get a field bounce. And you do see some good examples of those free kicks, where players, they can get rid of the ball and they choose to go for the ball up, which is fine, and the umpire pays a free kick. But there's going to be times when the umpires just misinterpret what happened. And I think the two examples that you talked about yesterday were prime examples of what you're talking about. The umpire, that certainly couldn't be the way or the interpretation the AFL are expecting umpires to carry out, because I can't see that that's a free kick.
Yeah. Hey, Darren, can never I ask you... Sorry, Darren. Yeah, when the news came through that the interpretation was changing of holding the ball, Darren, can you put yourself in the umpire's shoes there? Were you worried that it would go into spasm, as it appears to have done?
Bob, look, ever since I started umpiring, people would term it as the rule of the week.
Yeah.
And we'd talk about that at our meetings, and you'd find that the next Saturday there would be an overcorrection that'd go the other way. And we always tried to get something in the middle. And I think that's what's happened now. They've tried to change the interpretation. It might have gone a little bit the other way. And I think if we can get somewhere in the middle, I think that's probably where we need to be rather than where we are at the moment.
Yeah.
Because there's certainly, as it turned out, I watched a few more games than I have this weekend for quite a while, because there's nothing else to do. The races are the good races are on Saturday, nothing on Sunday. So, but yeah, look, there were certainly players who it appeared were hard done by. You know, they made the effort to get the ball, and the ball was clearly pinged, which now what the AFL is saying, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a ball up. If it's pinned, the player still needs to make an effort to try and get rid of the ball, but it's pretty hard when you've got a 110-kilo guy who's got the ball pinned to you and your arms are pinned as well. It's, you know, apart from the fact, you know, how they writhe up and down on the ground pretending they try to get rid of the ball, apart from doing that, I don't think they can really do anything. I think the umpire just needs to show a little bit of empathy towards the player.
But that's not what they're being... I'm going to read between the lines here, Darren. That's not what they're being asked to do, the umpires. Then they are... The bigger agenda is to... Okay, if coaches aren't going to, create space around the ground, if they're going to flood the contest and they have a willingness to trap it in, then we have to, by whatever means we can, create an artificial separation, an artificial spread. So if people like Sam Protesky-Seaton are going to be the ones that just have to pay the price, then so be it. If that is their thinking, and they haven't come out and said that, but I'm going to assume there's a bit of truth to that, right? If that's the case, as a really senior umpire like yourself, would you have a problem umpiring against the letter of the law if it was seen to be, you know, serving a greater good for the game?
Oh, look, at the end of the day, Andy, if that's what the AFL want the umpires to do, the umpires have to do that.
Yeah, right.
Which sometimes is against the instinct of what you know or how you've been brought up to umpire. Mm. It's similar to what, you know, all I've heard for the last 2 days is how we're always taught to go in and get the ball, and if we got first to the ball, we get a free kick. Now it seems to have turned the other way. So, you know, you always do what your coach tells you to do.
Yeah.
But umpiring is very instinctive, and sometimes you don't have that. There's no time to, you know, in your mind think back, oh, Wednesday night we talked about that and I have to do this, but, you know, normally I do this, but I have to do that. It's sometimes very hard to... Instinct is something that just happens.
Yeah.
So it is hard. And look, to be perfectly honest, there's a lot of inexperience in the umpiring ranks at the moment, a lot of young kids in there. And maybe we just need to give them a little bit of slack.
Because hey,
we give sides who are starting again with the young kids, and that we give them a bit of slack. Maybe we should give the umpires a little bit of slack.
Yeah.
Hey Darren, can I ask you what was tougher to judge whether a player had prior opportunity or whether a player had milked a free kick from you? And just sort of added a little bit of extra dive on their trajectory.
You never fell for that.
I was probably a little bit tough on those guys who played for free kicks. But look,
no, you weren't.
In fairness, but there wasn't. Look, they're very good at it now. They drop their knees and that sort of stuff. Back when I umpired, there wasn't a lot of that went on. So, well, it's a very difficult game to umpire because of the way the players play the game now and because of so many people around the ball. And, you know, as an umpire, you can't afford it. If you're not in the right spot and you don't see something, you can't guess.
Hey, mate, we appreciate you coming on. It's a big issue in footy at the moment, and we're better for hearing a wise old voice like yours. Thanks for coming on the show, mate. Appreciate it.
Nothing to help, mate.
Right, good on you. Darren Goldsby. Don't forget, 7-Eleven's freshly getting coffee, just $1. Ideal for a Monday night doubleheader. This is just coming late. I wish this had come in earlier. Just in, Matthew Nix, Adelaide coach, when asked about the off-the-ball treatment dished out to Max Gawn, said, "We actually didn't know Gawn was injured. We had no knowledge of that at all." Bob Murphy. I put the Bob Murphy on the end.
That one's a little bit hard to believe, Andy.
We didn't know Gawn was injured. We had no knowledge of that at all, says the coach of the Adelaide Crows.
You've ruined your track record there.
Come on, Nixie. Wake up and smell the coffee.
We expected to believe that, honestly. It's been fun. Well done, Jules. Very solid first up effort from DeStoop back in the studio. Yep. It'll get easier every single day.
Hello,
Jackie and Jordan up next. The Saints and the Cats, then the Dockers and the Hawks. Have a great night, folks.